I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Third-party air testing around the Sterigenics facility in Cobb County is now underway. This following reports of toxic emissions and risks to residents. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
GHD Services started installing air filters at some 30 locations around the facility this week, according to Cobb County officials. Sterigenics sterilizes medical products using ethylene oxide, which has been linked to higher rates of cancer and recently classified as a carcinogen by the EPA. Last month, Cobb County set aside nearly $40,000 for third-party air testing, along with agreements from Smyrna and Atlanta. Georgia's Environmental Protection Division also plans to begin air quality testing at the facility. Sterigenics says it'll put in place air scrubbers in its buildings to reduce ethylene oxide emissions. They have until January to do so. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Schools are reopening now that Hurricane Dorian has passed by the Georgia coast. Glynn County schools reopened this morning, and students in Camden County are back in class today as well. Richmond County schools are remaining closed today because many of the district's buildings were being used as shelters for evacuees. Well, now that Hurricane Dorian is north of the Georgia coast, evacuation orders have been lifted, and those who left are settling back in. But as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the fact that Dorian didn't cause much physical damage might leave some evacuees in a financial bind.
Evacuating costs money. There's gas, food, maybe a hotel. Brenda Meeks of Savannah says that made for tough choices before the storm.
Either not eating, or try to pay my rent, or don't leave town. And they're saying it's mandatory that we leave because it might be a life or death situation.
Meeks' home had been damaged by Dorian. She would have been eligible for rent assistance. She's likely not eligible now, which is why Crystal Buchanan of FEMA says the agency advises keeping a nest egg for the next evacuation.
Having that to be prepared for disasters means also being financially prepared in case you do need to evacuate and get a hotel room.
About a quarter of Savannah lives below the poverty line. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Nearly half a dozen former employees at Verizon stores in Buckhead, Noonan, and Smyrna have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of identity theft and fraud. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, five former employees and another man allegedly opened accounts using stolen IDs and then charged tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. The case is being investigated by the U.S. Secret Service. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream pulled off an upset victory over the Las Vegas Aces last night. The final score 78-74. The Aces are in second place in the WNBA Western Conference. The Dream, with the worst record in the league, are in last place in the WNBA East. Atlanta's next game is Sunday afternoon against the New York Liberty. And Georgia Tech, UGA, and Georgia State play their home openers tomorrow. The Yellow Jackets kick off against South Florida at 2 p.m. in Bobby Dodd Stadium. It's the Bulldogs versus Murray State at 4 p.m. in Athens, and Georgia State plays Furman Saturday night in Atlanta. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.